Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source, located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking a little bit of time for yourself. And may I say, welcome to today's program. Today, we're going to be discussing something that I haven't touched on very often, but I think it's a timely topic now that we have gone through the week that we have within the market. Today, we're going to be discussing something called means revert. And if you're not familiar with means revert, well, let me just kind of give you this as a teaser. Means revert is something that if we're not carefully paying attention to the various stocks, the companies that we're investing in, the sectors we're investing in, and means revert actually happens to us, as we have seen this week, we can experience some very major financial pain. And this is something that if you're an investor, if you're hiring an institution or an advisor to invest your money, you have to be making certain that you're not putting all of your eggs into one basket because of means revert. It's something that always does seem to happen at some point within the market and within various different sectors. And so today we're going to be discussing that and how to better protect yourself from it. And before we get started on this topic, I want to also, number one, just say thank you. Thank you to every single one of you that are listeners. For those of you that view my podcast, I don't know where I would be today without all of you and your encouragement, but I also encourage you to continue giving questions and comments and topics that you want to see covered. You know, I think of all of you as my listeners and viewers as a bit of a family. You've worked really, really hard to save what you have. And for some of you, you're already in retirement. For most of you, you're not there yet, but you want to execute on retirement properly. You want to be able to do it in such a way where you've got that peace of mind to know that you can have all the income that you want to do all the things that are so fun in retirement. But I encourage you, go to my website, johnsonwim.com. Give us topics, give me comments and questions that you are curious about that you want to hear on this radio show so that we can continue to learn from one another. I also encourage you to get a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement. It's available through all major book resellers, and it's affordably priced so that you can use it as a resource to help yourself, to help a spouse, maybe even give it to one of your best friends to help them better understand how to take everything that they've worked so hard to save and turn it into income that they can have for the rest of their life without that fear of running out of money before they run out of life. I also encourage you, stay focused on continuing to educate yourself through our webinars, as well as all the face-to-face workshops. All of these things are so very vital because remember what they say, it's not the things you know that hurt you, it's the things that you don't know. So why this topic of means revert? Why is it something that I'm just now discussing? I've touched on it in the past. If you've been paying attention to the news, you know that this week was a big week. It was a big scary week, especially right out of the gate Monday we all of a sudden hear a name of a company that many of us haven't heard from or heard about even, that we didn't even know really existed, called DeepSeek. And this is a Chinese-based company that all of a sudden comes out and they're touting, and not only touting, but also providing some degree of data and proof that even using subpar microchips and subpar data, they can ultimately do everything that the American AI companies can do, the corporations. And, you know, means revert basically is a theory that says that prices are always going to revert back to their mean. They're going to revert back to what they were prior to. Now, that may sound pretty normal, but let me tell you, human nature being what it is, we don't want to ever see prices revert back to what they were, right? Not unless it's something that we're paying for, something that we're buying. When we buy a stock, we expect that that stock's going to continue to grow and grow and keep growing, and it's going to go to the moon. But you see, that's the problem. When we consider what we've discussed in this radio show just since the beginning of the year, and even at the tail end of 2024, when I discuss asset prices and I talk about price to earnings ratios, and I ask you if it's smart for you as an investor to be paying $3 and $4 and $5 and sometimes even $6 million for an ice cream parlor that only pays $100,000 of profits. Well, the answer is obviously no. And yet, as a stock investor, we can get sucked into that same vortex. We can see prices going up and we get excited, right? It touches some part of our brain and it gets us excited to do more. It gets us excited to pay more. And after all, everyone else is paying, everybody else is buying, I should buy even more. And so before you know it, now all of a sudden you have developed, through price increases and appreciation, but also through deposits, you have created a high degree of concentration in a particular company, something that has created quite a bit of buzz and something that's gotten your attention, something that you've decided to buy into. Additionally, we know that this may not be company specific for you as an investor, although it is for many, especially do-it-yourselfers. There's also that idea of just investing, generally speaking, into particular sectors. And so this definition of means revert, where asset prices will eventually return to their long-term average or their mean, this is something that investors today are now feeling the brunt of. When we have a company that we've never even heard of, that wasn't even on our bingo card, and all of a sudden they come out and they tout that with very cheap chips and less data, they're able to take and do just as well, maybe even better so, than many of the companies like NVIDIA and Microsoft and Broadcom. And all of a sudden we see these companies dropping like hot potatoes, where they're losing 16 and 17% in a day or more. All of a sudden, this begins to wake investors up. You see, means revert is something that has happened historically for decades, for centuries. We can all probably pick that one company that was kind of at the top of their game. It seemed as though they were invincible. It seemed like they were never going to be conquered. They were the very best in their particular area. And everybody wanted a piece of that pie. And then all of a sudden, here comes this little innocent bird, and it knocks the first bird completely off its perch, and now you've got a new bird that's sitting on that pedestal. You see, this is means revert. And just as we witnessed in this week's market display of panic and knee-jerk reaction, this is how fast things can change. This is how fast your portfolio can be affected. And by the time that you've seen the news, by the time you've taken action to defend yourself, to be able to stop the losses, stop the bleeding, do whatever you feel is best to prevent yourself from losing more money, well, oftentimes the damage has already been done. Investors around the United States today, this week, have felt this pain. And it's also one of those wake-up calls to realize that, you know what? No single company is ever going to be able to stay 100% on the top of their perch forever. There is always those competitors that are underneath that are chipping away and chipping away at the company that's on the perch. This is the game of competition. This is the game of capitalism. And may the best man win. I want to remind each and every one of you, you have a resource. If you have a question that you've just been dying to try to get an answer on, you can always go to my website, which is johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. Just a wealth of information there. You can listen to past episodes of this radio show, as well as my weekly YouTube videos, as well as white papers. But you can also go to the dedicated radio show podcast website, which is capitalizedlife.com. But when you look at the numbers, it's absolutely breathtaking. In one day, over $589 billion in asset values was wiped out. That's billion with a B. That's $589 billion of asset wealth wiped out in one day. It's staggering. You know, the human mind has difficulty even imagining what that is. And yet, as much as I feel sorry for investors, because it has impacted many investors across the United States, across the globe, it has affected many 401ks, many 403bs. It's still a reminder to make certain that you have diversification. Even with the NASDAQ losing 3%, even if you're an index investor, well, guess what? That was scary. With all of the gains that you've been able to enjoy over the course of, say, the last 12 months, to be able to see 3% wiped out in one day, that makes a tangible difference in a person's retirement, makes a tangible difference in a person's portfolio. Now, of course, we also know that there's other things creating volatility. Not only are people waking up to the reality that maybe their darling of a corporation isn't always going to be at the top of their game, there's competitors that are seeking to bring those companies down so that they can put themselves on the pedestal. But we also have to be thinking about, well, the reality is that there is also in the world today the uncertainty of the tariffs. Now, we talked about this just recently, but when you think about a 25% tariff being levied against many of the corporations that many of the countries that our corporations look to for their goods, their services, their materials, their ingredients, it's got investors thinking about profits. It's got investors thinking about how profitable is this company? How profitable will they be in the future? Well, you may be thinking, what can you do? Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the prudent man rule, and maybe instead of following the crowd, things that you can do to be a little bit safer, but still be able to participate in the upside growth. Sit tight. We'll be right back right after this message.
This is the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our income first approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
So, how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. Call Johnson Wealth and Income Management at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. Welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. Today, we're discussing means revert. And if that's a new phrase to you, if that's something you've never heard, well, means revert is exactly what we all witnessed as American investors just this week with regards to the tech space. We see where one company that maybe we've never even heard of them, they weren't on our bingo card. And all of a sudden, what they happened to tout as, hey, we can do better with less for less energy and less data. Well, guess what? That begins to kind of shake the faith that American investors have in American corporations, in specific to the tech companies. Tech companies like NVIDIA and Microsoft and Broadcom. We saw an absolute devastation to some of these company stock prices, where they were dropping 17% or more in one day. And unfortunately, it's affecting many of the retirees, many of the pre-retirees in this country. But as with all things, if we learn our lesson, we're able to avoid making mistakes that so many investors do. You know, human nature being as it is, we can think back to the years in which we were in school. And when there was a fad, maybe it was taking and cuffing your pants real tight. Maybe it was wearing a skinny tie. Maybe it was wearing lamb chops, whatever that fad may have been. The reality is, it seems like so many people do it. And that is one of the dangers in investing. One particular sector gets a lot of height, a lot of hype, a lot of excitement, a lot of press. And all of a sudden, everybody starts pouring money into these companies. And at the end of the day, you know, the more buys there are, the higher the stock goes. And it continues to go until that ice gets so thin that it starts to crumble. And this is something that I've warned many of you about. It's something that we have to be conscientious about when it comes to investing our own money or having an institution invest our money. And so not only do we want to understand the circumstances and just the sheer magnitude of the sell-off, where just NVIDIA alone ended up seeing $589 billion of asset value wiped out in one particular day, but we have to go deeper than that. We have to understand that there's always competitors seeking to knock the company that we have as a darling within our portfolio off its perch. And when that happens, all of a sudden, here comes the pain. So what are some of the takeaways? Well, number one, I've mentioned price to earnings ratios. We know that price to earnings ratios help us to be able to take something extremely big and shrink it down so that our human mind can understand it. And if you're looking at the various different companies that you're investing in, and you're paying attention to the PE ratio of the company when you bought it, the PE ratio of the company today as you own it, this can be an indication as to whether or not it's getting a little too overheated. It's something that's getting a little too frothy, and it can indicate to you that you may want to start taking some of your winnings off the table. But guess what else? We have to be thinking about the ramifications of what we've seen within the tech companies and take it into consideration within just, say, the S&P 500. You know, I've mentioned before that literally 10 companies make up literally 40% of the S&P 500. And many people would like to think that, you know, one name within the S&P 500 makes up 1/500th of the S&P 500, because after all, it's the Fortune 500 companies that make up and comprise that index. But that's not the way that it works. You see, these companies will take up the percentage of the S&P based upon capitalization. And when they're swollen, when they're frothy, when they've seen such a run-up, and all of a sudden, one bad piece of press or one comment or simply one accusation comes, all of a sudden, it can cause mass hysteria. It can cause that knee-jerk panic reaction. And all of a sudden, people are fleeing by the droves. Stock prices are plummeting. And if you're not quick enough, if you're not fast enough, if you're not attentive enough, if you were on vacation, well, by the time it comes to your attention, now the damage is done.
So if you're thinking, you know, that really does make sense, or if you have questions about today's discussion, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to me. Call our office at 866-290-3837. If you have questions, we will do our best to answer them for you. Take the first step. Reach out at 866-290-3837. Again, that's 866-290-3837.
So what could we be doing maybe a little bit smarter within our portfolio? Number one, as much as I have respect for the do-it-yourselfer, I also want to extend a word of caution to do-it-yourselfers. You see, the reason that so many investors, so many individuals work with financial advisors, they work with a fiduciary, is because not only is that advisor and that fiduciary to help facilitate and do for you what is in your best interest, and to do for you the things that you simply don't want to do, you also want to remember that the financial advisor's job is to be the voice of reason. When you get out of sorts, when you start going off in a particular direction, and it may not necessarily be a wrong direction, but you're really getting worked up over one thing or another, you're really getting excited about one thing or another, you know, though there are many financial advisors in the world today that are more followers than they are leaders, I want you to remember that most financial advisors do love you. They do want to take care of you as a client. And part of taking care of you is helping to advise you in such a way that they're being that voice of reason. Now, we also have to think about things like the prudent man rule. The prudent man rule basically says that we're not going to have any more than, say, 2 to 3%, maybe 4 at the most, in any one particular name. Now, why would we want such a small percentage of our portfolio in all of these names? For the exact same reason that you just witnessed. You see, when you have too much of a concentration of a particular sector, you have too much concentration in a particular company, when things go bad, they go bad quickly. And so this is the reason why, as an advisor, as a fiduciary, I train and teach my clients that we want to be able to maintain that level of balance. Now, is there opportunities as a result of what we've seen? Well, I think number one, if we go back to the basics of the price to earnings ratio and we use that just as a simple marker, it can help us understand that we need to be using data to our advantage when we're investing. Yes, we need to make certain that we're balanced between various names and companies and percentages that we hold. But think about it. Think about what you're planning for. Think about what your objective will be when you get to retirement. Is it really to just have a giant bucket of money and now, in the same way that you were buying shares, now you're going to start selling shares and you're just going to hope that the market is going to stay stable throughout the course of 15, 20, 25, 30 years of retirement? No, that creates stress. That creates anxiety. The reason that you are working so hard to save this money today is so that you can graduate from the paycheck to the playcheck. You can turn that bucket of money into income that's going to be consistent and contractual, and it's going to be there for you providing you the income that you want so that you can maintain the lifestyle that you want. You can do the things that you want. And you see, when we think about tech companies just in general, not to say that this technology won't be with us, not to say that it's not going to be affecting the world in which we live, because it already has. And it probably will for the rest of our lives. But realize that growth companies don't pay much in the way of dividends. In fact, let's just use NVIDIA. As of right now, their dividend yield is 0.03%. Apple, 0.4%. You got to think of that dividend income as being a valuable component to you, because when you get to retirement, especially for those of you that are getting near age 73 and you've got to take a 4% distribution, and that distribution gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year that you age, as you get closer and closer to passing away. Well, let me ask you, do you want that RMD? Do you want that income that you need, that you want? Do you want it coming directly from your principal? Or would it be better if that income came to you from interest and dividends? So does this mean that, Matthew, I can't have money in tech, I can't have money in growth? And the answer is no. In fact, I would say that there is an unsung hero here. You see, while so much of the market is paying attention to the shiny tech things, and now maybe they're starting to wake up to smell the coffee, did you notice what happened to U.S. Treasuries? The 10-year Treasury, which is considered extremely safe, right? It's backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. The yield went down. What does that mean? Going from 4.8 to 4.5, well, that means that there was a flee to quality. There was a flee to safety. When investors realized, holy cow, this is going to blow up in my face. I'm going to lose a lot of money. I'm going to give up the growth that I just got done spending so many months getting. Well, they took what winnings they had left off the table and they put those things towards treasuries. Now, you don't have to go into something as boring as a treasury. Think about all of the stocks today that are paying dividends of 4 and 4.5 and 5%. And you see, while all of the shininess and all of the hype has been taking place and has been taking the center of attention, well, that's the kinds of companies that I want to be investing in for clients. I want to be able to pick up those boring companies to pay a boring 5% dividend. I want to be buying those bonds at a discount. Why? Because not only are these things going to provide my client greater safety, not only are they going to have less of a reaction and have less effect of means revert, but they're going to create that consistency and income that my clients are going to need for the rest of their lives. Now, again, I love to be able to create dialogue. I love to be able to learn from all of you. I'd like to hear what's on your mind. I'd like to be able to hear the questions that you have. And so I encourage you, go to my website, johnsonwim.com, where there is the ability of being able to leave a comment, a question. You can also go to the podcast website, which is capitalizedlife.com. There is no the in front of that, just capitalizedlife.com. And you can also leave comments there as well as listening to all the previous podcasts. So you see, there's always a good lesson in everything that we witness, everything that we experience, if we're willing to really be honest with ourselves and find what that lesson is. And today, I hope you start analyzing and looking at your portfolio. If it's been a while since you've looked at it, if you look at it and you simply don't understand it and you need help, I encourage you to reach out to an advisor, reach out to a fiduciary, sit down, and begin having some candid conversations about how you're investing and what sector you're investing, how much you have invested in various different companies or products, making certain that you're not just focused on performance, but rather you're focused on purpose. Because remember, you're saving this money for a reason. Well, hopefully today was thought-provoking. Hopefully it helps you be better prepared and knowledgeable about what to be paying attention to. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And remember, it's up to you to make today a wonderful day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.